Indiana is one of the top soybean states, and a major endeavor is underway to educate farmers about helping save honeybees. The Honeybee Health Coalition this month unveiled a management plan for growers. Adam Dolezal, assistant professor at the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign, did the research for the report. He says several factors have led to massive bee die-offs, including pesticide use and loss of habitat.
Certainly, there's no question that farming huge amounts of land with one or two crops throughout areas that, you know, used to not be cropland has impacts on pollinators. But I think that farmers are interested in seeing recommendations to try to reduce any impacts that they might have.
Recommendations for farmers include spraying fields at night when bees are least active, avoiding applying pesticides during bloom time, and determining where hives are located around the farm. Last year, farmers planted nearly 6 million acres of soybeans in Indiana, about 4% higher than in 2016. Soybeans are one of the top U.S. crops, second only to corn. 75% of the nation's bees spend their summers in the upper Midwest. Chris Hyatt with the American Honey Producers Association says the guidelines can help keep bees healthy.
An almond grower here is enjoying strong hives that came from North Dakota in the summer where a guy didn't spray his wheat or his sunflowers at the wrong time and killed the bees. I mean, it's all, you know, it's one big system.
Megan Kaiser grows soybeans in Missouri and says farmers want to see pollinators thrive.
Through the Honeybee Health Coalition, we are putting together a list of resources and best management practices so that we as farmers can be aware of how we can do something about the decline in bee health.
The decline in honeybees has been linked to pests and disease, poor nutrition, hive management, and exposure to pesticides. For Public News Service, I'm Veronica Carter.